Well, Jason Goodman shared with us recently that he and his wife, Carol, are separated and they're filing for divorce. And, you know, obviously that's a sad situation, but he's been sharing how there's been outpouring of support and lots of messages and emails and texts. Any in particular stand out, Jason?
You remember Jonathan Robbins from Summit?
Your pastor. Mm-hmm.
The pastor of Summit Church.
Mm-hmm. He reached out.
Yeah, and I know Jason, like, that was one of the things. Jason, if you're newer to the show, he's agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess at some point during the marriage, it was important for your wife to go to church, and she went to Summit, and then you started to go to Summit with her, even though you don't believe in God. Or you're not sure.
No, don't say that.
You're agnostic. You're agnostic.
That means there could be.
But your whole life, I mean, you don't really go to church. And so you're like, oh, well.
That is true, though.
It's important to her, so I'll go. Right?
Yes, she. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was the genesis of it.
Yeah,
not to be so political. I mean, so religious.
I like where you went with that.
The car?
No, not the band either.
Right.
No.
First book of the Bible.
Yeah, so Carol wanted to start going to church. So she started going to church, and she's asked me to go. I'm like, you know, I'm agnostic. You know, I don't. And she's like, come. She basically, I went because she went. I went for her. Mm-hmm. I did.
Right.
For the most part.
And we have had, years at this point of awesome content from you.
Yeah. You at church and like not know, you're like, who's this guy? Is it Jesus?
And it's been great.
He walked on water. Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
But yes. Well, when I went to Summit Church, it just so happens that one of the pastors is named Jonathan Robbins. I took a really liking to him, not on so much of a religious level. I just thought he made so much sense when it came to relationships and people and ironically, kindness and all this other stuff. And he made me feel better. When I went there, I had less anxiety. I felt better about myself when I left. I thought by going also it would help the relationship too. And I thought at times it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I have such an appeal for this guy. That's the guy that I said, you're my Taylor Swift by accident and on email.
Was that before or after you flung rice directly on him and on his glasses?
Oh, that was after.
Okay. Because
you're so nervous eating lunch with him.
Yeah, exactly. I get nervous with him because I look up to him so much, right?
Yes.
Because I like he is a superstar to me. Anyways, out of the blue, I get, hey there. He goes, hey, buddy, I'm very sorry to hear about your separation from your wife. I know you have reservations about your connection to the church, but I consider myself not just your friend, but also your pastor. Everyone needs a good pastor, even me. Just know that I'll be praying for you and that I'm here to help, to listen and support you any way that I can. Just reach out anytime.
It's really
that
nice.
Is so right. Nice.
Yeah, right.
And I was just about to write back because of the situation about the separation. I was like,
less evidence.
I was just write back about the separation and everything. I was going to say, oh, is there any way I can get that tithing donation?
Can I get a refund?
A refund on your tithing?
Because it did work. I mean,
Jason, that's how it works.
Well, I was just saying.
My tithing back.
But then I thought,
let me get that tithing.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
you know?
My.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't know how that works. Directly off a bridge.
I was already dealing with, like, I prayed for winning millions of dollars. That never happened. So I know.
It is disappointing, isn't it?
So anyways, but then after getting this email, I'm like, all right, you know what? How could I not, you know, let this one slide?
You're going to let him keep the tithing? Yeah,
because it's like he's doing good work and he's making people feel better and he's reaching out in support.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can throw your money behind that.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I let the operation continue.
Yeah.
So noble.
Even though it didn't work and I don't have a receipt, but
that's the part of the problem. No receipt.
Well, I have a receipt somewhere. I threw it away.
Well, at the end of the year, you'll get one.
Yeah.
For any donations. Yeah.
Anyway, so he reached out and I thought that was
that's great.
Very, very nice of him. And I mean, there's a lot of people. There's thousands of people that go to the church. There's two churches of them. And then he hears about it and he reaches out directly to me about that and even knows, this is the craziest part, knows that I have, he says, reservations about the church, that I'm agnostic and I can see each direction. I'm pulled in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
He reached out. I was very thankful for that and everybody, but especially that, just to me, because when somebody knows that you're not into what they're mm-hmm. exactly or believe it necessarily, all the things that you're trying to.
Well, and sometimes, and credit to him, sometimes some
nice.
Churches or organizations even work and stuff, but in churches specifically, they get so large, like the one congregation so large that people don't really know you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you're on air and more people might hear things, but when it's and I'm, that church isn't, I'm not saying small, but it's set a size where he can know the people that go there.
And that makes a difference.
And reach out, because otherwise you're just, sometimes you're just kind of feel like you're a number. You're not even a number. You're just there. No one knows who you are.
Yeah.
No one's there to be there to support you, good or bad times. So that's a good thing.
So then after I get this email from him, because I've heard he's done this before, apparently, to like you just said, but there are thousands of people. And then there's two locations that thousands of people go. So I was like, I'm not going to respond right away because now
you're going to be too thirsty.
I got the devil.
You got to play hard to get.
Yeah.
We see also what happens when he shoots off an email. It's right. You are my Taylor Swift.
All right. Trust me. I made sure this time I'm like, does this make sense? And I'm not saying the right thing. So I did respond. And should I read the response?
Sure. If you feel comfortable.
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
But I have the devil on one side and an angel on one side, it feels like. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't been there in a very long time either. And because of this email, I'm contemplating going back, of course, by myself. But no, going back just because
the church?
He is like, yeah, I haven't been on a Sunday in forever.
Yeah.
But just because he's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. I just wrote back after a day because I didn't want to mess up the email.
Sure.
I just say, Jonathan, thank you so much for the email. It means so much to me that you wrote me and offered me support. You are a great person. I need to visit the Summit Church soon as it helps me a lot. I haven't been in a while. Would love to talk to you again. I'm grateful that I met you, Jason.
That's really nice. That's a good response.
No, you're my Taylor Swift or anything.
No, you did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
And
he said
he wants to meet for lunch again. So he goes, okay, let me know the good days for you in the next couple of weeks. And let's see if we can find some time to meet for lunch.
And Jason goes, cool, you're Morgan Wallen. It's like, what are you saying?
I just thought that was very nice.
That is very nice.
Cool. Do you know any popsicles? Just wondering.
You know, when the time is right, I'm saying. Do you
just
know any
kidding.
Bad Christian women that can deal with me? Let's go. I don't want any good ones. All right, listen.
Can Christian people have a touch of trash? I don't know.
Yeah, because you know why? Because they're people.
That's right.
That's why they're there to like kind of try to remove the trash, but the trash can be so deep. All right, let's go to. Oh, we have Satan on the phone. Good morning.
Oh no.
Good morning, Jared and Katie and Jason. Just Jason, as I thought I was pulling you back into my clutches, you're talking about going back to church.
We haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I thought my mission was accomplished with this show. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I guess not.
Tapes, you've been going exactly where I pointed you.
This is pretty true for at least half the show. So what do you want to say to Jason?
I'm devastated that he's talking about going back to church. How dare you look for encouragement in your life at a time like this?
Is this what you're hearing when you say the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other?
It's not, you know how I'm just making it like an analogy.
Yeah.
You know how it's like I'm getting pulled. Mm-hmm. I'm getting pulled in another direction again. Because I was like, well, in my mind, I'm like, that didn't work. Almost wanted a refund. And now I'm not going. But now I'm like, oh, gosh, I remember. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're losing him, Satan. You're losing him.
Where should he be spending his time on Sunday instead of church, do you think?
On his couch watching the Patriots. I can help them win, Jason, if you just stay on the couch on Sundays. I can help them win. I can make sure Bobby Kraft goes back to a massage parlor and he takes care of his needs to make sure the team is exactly where we want them on Sunday.
Yes. Okay, now we're talking. I don't think even you have the power to make them any good, but any other place he should spend time if it's not the couch? Because he's a busybody. Should there's any other places that you would recommend?
If he wants to keep talking trash to the elderly on the pickleball courts.
Okay.
It'll help prepare them for when they make it to hell. I just want Jason to remember. Continue to listen to my voice in your ear. Less evidence. Less evidence.
This is spooky.
It's
making me scared.
Never mind. I should have said.
Wow.
I just want to hear him do the McDonald's. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, he might have been listening earlier when Trump called in.
Yeah, we were listening earlier when Trump called in and President Trump called in and he goes, because he worked at McDonald's, he's like, bah, 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 vote for me or whatever. It was really funny, but I don't know.
Did you hear that by chance?
Let's just say I keep a very close tab on what Donald Trump does on a daily basis. So, yes, of course, I heard it. If you'd like, let me clear my throat. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, there's evidence.